make you do a double take. Plan shock, a showstopper, flow pop, a head knock, a beat shala, shell dropper. Hello and welcome to On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we're the Sherman Sisters. On the Rag is a podcast where we read a gossip magazine from 20 years ago today and share all the coldest gossip from the era. My sister will tell us about the issue that she's going to lead us through today.
Yeah, it's my week to be the captain. So we have issue 534 from May 9th, 2005, Us Weekly. It's an Us Weekly week.
Thank God.
Always a better week when it's an Us Weekly week. We have Brad and Angelina's secret love trip. You will be surprised about where they went. Maybe not. We'll see. 12 pages of new pics that prove
Galveston. The
Port Aransas, Texas. They went to Gatlinburg. Oh boy. Sidebar, Jen reacts to the news. This is a piece of fan fiction.
It's like that one about Brad last week that I just didn't read where they were like, his family's worried about him.
No, they're not.
Oh,
you're in close contact with this family?
Shut
is
up.
Is that right? His family who lives in Missouri and they're just sort of probably blanket proud of their son.
For sure. Yeah.
And then we have ring details. Ben spends $500,000. On Jen Garner.
I think this man is a romance addict.
I think so. You know, he is one of God's true main characters.
It's so true. Did you watch his Letterboxd?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was so good. Was it not Letterboxd? Sorry. His Criterion Closet.
Where he's talking about his...
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
oh
good.
Oh my God.
Ugh. God love it. Anyway, Deeves. Before we talk about this magazine. In the world is in that bag. What you got in that bag? What's in your bag?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. First thing in my bag is a book that I finished today, Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. I had heard all the book talk people, literally, like, they would not shut up about it, at, like, towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, and I was on the library wait list for it for, like, 4 months solid. And my number finally got called up. And I got it last week. And the audiobook I was delighted to find was read by Aryan Moyed from Stewie from Succession, who turns out is Iranian-American himself. So he is like, he does all the like accents for some of the characters that are actually Iranian. I guess actually the main character is Iranian, but he's like grown up in America. So he like doesn't remember anything about it. But
wouldn't it be wild if they chose someone who wasn't Iranian-American?
I guess though? It kind of would. But like
Jeff Foxworthy does a gorgeous job.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't have had to have them do the accent, but it really did help.
Right.
Beautiful book. I had heard people describe it and I was like, that plot doesn't actually sound that interesting to me, but like it ended up being really good. It's like it kind of flits through time and, you know, looks at things from different characters' perspectives, and they're like these poetic interludes. I learned a lot more about Iranian American culture than, or like just generally like Iran in the 80s. Like, I didn't know anything about, I knew vaguely like that they had been kind of like a cosmopolitan society, and then suddenly they like had a revolution and it swung the other direction, but I didn't really know much about like what that looked like on the ground. So very interesting book. Highly recommend it.
Speaking of our boy Ben, you should consider giving Argo a rewatch if you're going to go down.
Is it good?
Oh, it's really good.
I did see it in theaters, but I don't remember literally anything about it.
Well, it's about him bailing out hostages during the Iran-Contra hostage crisis.
Oh, damn.
No, I think Iran-Contra is
a different thing.
A different thing.
I honestly can't keep straight so much of what happened in the Reagan years because I wasn't there.
Honestly, the like everything from like 1920 to 1990 is the craziest shit you've ever heard in your life.
It really is.
Like the 20th century, we did it up big.
Hold on to your hat.
Yeah.
Get a hat and hold the F onto it. Mm-hmm. Actually, even like beyond, I've read that book about 1992, the 92 election. And I was like, geez, Louise, you guys good.
Yeah.
Second thing in my bag is fairy houses. Yesterday was such a beautiful day outside. I like could not even believe it. And my littlest one had like kind of a scary day on Saturday. We found out she's allergic to tree nuts. So I had to spend, she and I and Parker spent most of the day in and out of the ER. Like Parker and I were just like swapping out, you know, she was in there the whole time. And so yesterday she was like, Mommy, will you play with me? And I was like, you got it, baby. And we started, like, she's been making these little, like, fairy things out of the, there are these, like, really pretty purple flowers that fall from a tree in our front yard. And she'll take, like, a little leaf, like a duo of leaves from a bush, like a little bit further down from our house. And she'll stick the stem down in the, like, here we go again. We had to actually stop our first take and start recording again because somebody had to go.
That can't be street legal.
Boom, boom, like that on their stupid truck. Ooh, I'm such a big boy. I got a big truck.
Right, but like, but what are the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
is
it
that legal?
Shouldn't be allowed in a residential area.
I agree.
Or actually anywhere at all. Not even on the freeway.
It's annoying on the freeway too.
But anyway, so we decided that we were going to make some fairy houses and ended up going to Michael's. Uh-oh. Oh, it's still recording. Okay. This computer, there's a bit of a learning curve. We went to Michael's and Migo got like, it was like a little dollhouse kit, but she painted everything. And then you were here and we like put it out.
I saw it out front in the rain.
So
and it was
cute.
So cottagecore looking.
So sweet. And third thing in my bag is the rehearsal season 2. I never watched Nathan for You while it was on. I've seen a couple of episodes since then. Nathan Fielder is a tricky one for me because
I agree.
It's,
I actually sometimes hate him.
Yeah. It's so hard to watch sometimes. But this season of the rehearsal, I have actually laughed out loud a handful of times. The first season, I could barely stand it. Like, it was so uncomfortable to watch. I did love The Curse. That was the craziest.
Yeah.
The ending of The Curse was
nothing
one of the,
but love for The Curse.
That was wild. But this season, the premise of the rehearsal is that he is trying to find out why most plane crashes happen. And he has a working theory that pilots don't listen to their, like, second in command. And he's got, like, all these transcripts from black boxes from actual plane crashes. And it's, like, usually the first officer or first, whatever they call it, the second pilot, co-pilot, will be like, hey, boss, I don't know that this is a great idea. And the pilot's like, sure it is. And then they crash. And so he's kind of doing this, like, weird, like, psychological research into, like, the brain of co-pilots versus pilots. It's just getting kooky dooky. And then I saw a picture from this week's episode and I'm like dying to watch it because apparently he does a Sully send up.
Hell yeah.
And like puts on prosthetics and like makes himself look like Tom Cruise in Sully. Last week's episode, he like did a digression where he started talking about how Paramount Plus had removed one specific episode of Nathan for You in which he founds a clothing brand that is like it's meant to raise awareness about the Holocaust or something, and so they removed it after October 7th. Mm-hmm. And he apparently, because according to like their research, like certain communities did not like that episode or whatever. And so he was like, he did this whole...
Isn't he from certain communities?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, he was saying like the German, they removed it in Germany first.
Oh.
And then, yes. Yeah, yeah. So then he basically portrayed Paramount Plus as if they were Nazis. Like he's like, so I rehearsed what I was going to say to the bigwigs at Paramount Plus. And he like has this huge room that he's in that looks like a Hitler scene. And they've got like the big banners, but they're blue and they say Paramount Plus. I was like dying laughing. It was so goofy and silly. But anyways, very good episode or very good season so far. They also have the Houston airport is playing a prominent role.
Love that girl.
Which, you know, that's my home girl.
I assume, right?
IAH, of course.
I didn't fly out of
hobbyist,
girls,
not
I
serious.
Wasn't flying domestic that much.
You know, a hobby.
It's good.
She's
no, it's
okay.
Actually, it's not a bad airport.
She's not
at
a bad airport.
It's just, you know, I was going places you bit her now.
Exactly. All right, doll, what's in your bag this week?
Oh my God, thank you for asking. Well, what's it actually called? The Toshin Book of Symbols.
Yeah,
hell yeah. I ordered it last night. It arrived today. Craig and I put together this like shoe storage unit thing.
Which, you sent me that picture. I have to tell you, when you said shoe storage, my mind went like white plastic thing
no,
you're
no.
going to stick in your closet. I didn't think beautiful decorative shoe storage.
And it's from Wayfair, Deeves.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, shockingly. And so it's also like a new ledge for me to put stuff. Mm-hmm. And crucially, it's a place for me to charge my phone. that is not right next to me.
Okay, smart.
So it's like close enough I can hear the baby.
Yeah.
And like my alarm, but I do have to like get my ass out of bed.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I bought this smart
book to go on there. Mm-hmm. A, because I wanted to read it, but B, perfect height mm-hmm. for my phone.
Yeah.
and also it just seems like good quick reference after yeah. a particularly spooky dream.
Yeah, damn.
Next thing in my bag, another year. You know?
Yeah.
Another year.
You had a birthday last week.
Happy returns. Yeah, I couldn't pick one single thing to really like. I almost put like a bunch of margaritas, which is like one at a time spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a really awesome birthday weekend.
That's so nice, dude.
We now have the official policy in our home that we like Craig and I take off work for each other's birthdays and then we go do something stupid. Like,
that's so nice that y'all's birthdays are like 7 months apart.
I know.
Because Parker's and my, if we did that, it would be like, first of all, May is already full of too much shenanigans.
You just kind of have to put your requests on ice for May.
We do.
You should just pick like December 13th.
Birthdays observed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to like, we rode go-karts and did like a mini golf on my actual day. And then you and me and some friends went to Chewy's that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Craig planned like a hill country getaway for us. It was so nice. It was like this cute private cabin out on some land in mm-hmm. Wimberley. There was an outdoor shower. There was a stock tank pool. There was an infrared sauna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I tried them all.
I did it all, brother.
And we explored Wimberley the first day, which is super cute. Some fun shopping, some good restaurants. The next day we were going to go float the river and then
too cold.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous day, but it has to be like hot to get yeah. in that water because it's yeah. cold. So we went to Six Flags Fiesta Texas instead.
Incredible choice.
And because it was my birthday, yeah, I did day weed. So
yeah.
And also, I would have done it if it weren't my birthday.
Because you're at Six Flags.
I was at Six Flags, and I was, like, I waited till I'd been there a while to see how mm-hmm. that would feel.
That's so smart.
Sensational.
You never know with being public.
Uh-huh.
In public, yeah.
It hit for, like, the slower, higher rides, like mm-hmm. the big swings or the Joker things. It was mm-hmm. amazing. But also, like, even before I took it, I was just looking around, like, I love this place.
It's
a place of joy. Yeah. There's all kinds of people.
Oh yeah.
And weirdly, like, it's like the
all walks of life.
Well, like, the Duggars used to say. It's like people I would not see in my usual day-to-day life. And yeah. that's not like I live in such a white area. It's like, no, we just live very different lifestyles, you and me.
Yeah. San Antonio and Austin are not that far apart, but they feel like it's a different world, I feel like, when you go to San Antonio.
It does feel that way, I think.
It really does feel, like, distinctly different.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I was telling Craig, it's like that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't want to sound NPR and be like, this is what America's actually like. But it's like, it kind of is.
Yeah.
And then you look around and you're like, yeah, I'm okay with it. Like, yeah. I'm really chill with everybody here. Like,
yeah.
you know, y'all are making choices I wouldn't make. You probably don't
aesthetically
love the choices I'm making.
And right.
Like, but we're all chill. Like, there were a bunch of, like, choir and band kids there in their shirts because I think there was, like, a competition.
Of course.
I love seeing kids in their awkward phase. Like,
oh, man.
It's, as an anthropologist, there's no better place than
The thing about Six Flags is you're always going to see, you know, 2 to 3 dozen teen couples
mm-hmm.
experimenting with public displays of affection.
They do not know what they're doing. I saw a couple. Oh, I hate that this is not a visual medium. I'm going to do my best to describe it to you as I show it to my sister. I saw an incredibly awkward, very anime-coded couple yep. from high school. And that might mean something different to Gen Z, but I assume most of our listeners are millennials, so you know what the anime mm-hmm, couples were mm-hmm. like. By the way, pardon my voice. It's getting sexier by the minute. the allergies are killing me. This couple, they held their hand almost like a pilgrim's kiss.
No.
Up in the air. So palm to back of hand.
What?
Raised.
Like they're going to do a volta.
Yeah.
Play a volta.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that about?
Well, I don't know. And I was talking about it audibly with Craig, not realizing that the teens immediately in front of me were part of their cortege.
You know what? So, somebody needs to clue them in.
No, someone does. You know what? You guys need is a 34-year-old woman's opinion. on your goings on. Something I constantly sought at 16.
Of course.
Anyway, I love Six Flags. The only thing that pisses me off, truly to my core, is the food. And I like, I look around and I think, if I'm the CEO of, I don't know, whatever Six Flags like rolls up into, I know I'm not rocking with Disney.
Yeah.
I know there's not the same kind of brand expectation. I don't have to pour that much into this.
Yeah. People, I'm not charging people enough to provide that kind of experience.
Right. Because the tickets to Six Flags are like less than $50 a person. And you can get a season pass for like 60.
I know. It's like, honestly, I was tempted.
No, I know. And Craig and I were like, should we even take, we're not going to get a chance to get away. And we are not bringing an 18-month-old to Six Flags.
But when your youngest is about five, it might work out to be.
And we will do that, I think. The food, it's like they know that you're stuck there. Well, actually, you can leave.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Because, like, where are you going to go? There's no place nearby. You'd have to get in your car and then get back in the parking lot. Absolutely. Which does not get better as the day goes on.
Slop.
Yeah.
Just disgusting. The most Cisco foods.
All
Here,
I ate
girl,
when
eat
I was...
it like a little dog.
Yeah. I think all I ate when I was there was a big pretzel.
I was so mad I didn't go chase that down. I saw someone eating it and I thought that's what I should have.
And you know, if I recall correctly, for a pretzel, which is one of my favorite foods, it was just fine.
I know. Yeah. I'm sure. I had a side of macaroni at the barbecue place because I was like, I don't actually
want
this.
Was it good macaroni at least?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay, good. I was so worried.
I will say, yeah. But, and then I paid, what was it? Like $10 for a big cup of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
No lid, no straw, go to hell.
Just sip it and spill it.
It really captured me. I'm talking about Six Flags for the next 60 minutes. were the teen employees, first of all. Here I go again. I'm thrilled to see a teen at work. It's a formative experience. I'm not one of those like child labor laws get in the way of a good time. There's an appropriate age to start working.
Yeah, I agree.
I think at like 14.
No, not appropriate.
No, I think 14 is.
Oh, I don't. I think you 15 can, or 16.
Well, it's 1 year off, girl.
I don't know. I just think it's like, I feel like you should be driving.
That's
before you get a job.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You do have to have somebody drop you off. But a lot of these kids don't have cars.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's like, I think about me at 14 and me at 15, there is not a huge material difference in my growth.
Oh, I think I was kind of very different. At 14, you couldn't have told me nothing. Like,
really?
I was kind of like, you know how, not in degree, but in kind, I was the kind of like belligerent, like say something with my mom at 14. And by 15,
and
I had
at
been
school,
humbled.
You were not.
No, at school I was so mild mannered, but at home.
Oh, who is you?
I was such a bitch. Poor mom. And then by 15, I think I'd been
humbled
a little.
Well, you know what maybe is the difference? And this should maybe be true of a lot of things, like driving, etc.
Yeah.
It's like 14 or 15 or 14 and enrolled in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, same with driving, 16 or 15 and enrolled in the 10th grade.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Because then it's just like, you just wait the whole damn year for you and me.
Yeah.
Every single one of our peers got in the car and went vroom vroom before we did.
You're so right.
It's not right.
It's not right. And it's
anyway,
not okay.
Thrilled about these kids. I was just imagining like how much fun they seem like they're having a good time.
I was
going to
say, your teen job when it's like not that deep is honestly, you make such good memories.
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying. And it's good to have like a secondary social space that's not school. And like, I mean, that's church for a lot of people. But like, again, at a job, you're going to meet people you wouldn't meet at school or church.
Yes. Well, and you know,
and
I remember
them 20 years later.
Our dad was always very like, and you're going to go get a job. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I babysit. And he was like, no,
not
you're going to go
same.
Get a job.
You're going to need to go be peers with a degenerate.
Yeah. And honestly, I think all the time, like as much of an unpopular decision as that was with me at the time, I was so glad he held his ground on that because man, my retail job especially.
You had good ones.
I had the best time working at Anthro.
Mine were a little scrubby. I had some stop offs in some gross places.
Yeah.
The final thing in my bag is a TikTok account that seemed to surface out of nowhere and has now taken over my life. It's at cam.shit shit. They're like a send up of these nostalgia posts on TikTok,
but it's
they're like
with
surreal.
I was gonna say with like a with like a liminal spaces feeling to them.
Yes. And there's, it's like narrated by like a little clip art, like smiley face.
Yeah. But the voice is weird.
Remember. Oh, please remember. And you'll like talk about like Malcolm in the Middle or something.
It'll be like a bunch of normal stuff and then something really disturbing. And then they're like, and then a bunch of other stuff.
But... Remember Bopit? Remember the consequences you lost.
It's so weird.
If you like were an albino black sheep kid.
What is albino black sheep?
You know it. It's like where you would.
Was it like E-Bomb's World?
Yeah, like E-Bomb's. Like
it was like an early internet. Okay.
Aggregator. If you enjoyed that kind of thing, I think you'll, this is for you.
This will, you'll rock with this.
Remember. Oh, please, must remember.
The desperation in his voice.
Yeah, there's like an underlying subtextual drama at play. I know I keep hitting this chord, girl.
I'm not worried about it.
Look at how it's set up here. I'm not set up to win here, girl.
I never said I was a role model.
Okay, now hold on now, girl. There we go, girl.
Okay, there we go.
Let's talk about this magazine.
All right, let's get into it.
Because I don't know how much longer my voice is gonna... I talked about Six Flags too much. Someone should stop me. let's hop into the cover stories real quick. I'm gonna go a little traditional in my order. Mm. Brad and Angelina... Uh-oh. Staple Uh-oh. Gave out. Uh-oh. You can frame this now if you want.
Oh, great.
They went to Kenya.
Oh.
You ever hear British people call it Kenya?
I have, yes.
After all they did there.
And you can't Kenya. Even say it correctly. Not after all they did there. After all that unpleasantness. They won't even say it right.
They are awful. Anyway, these two absolute rascals flew with her kid to Kenya.
Mr. and Mrs. Pilaf.
Yeah.
Bryce Pilaf. And what was hers?
Jasmine.
Jasmine Pilaf. Honestly, so
it's
good.
It's so good. It makes me like them as a couple. Shit. They have this, like, it's listed as one of the most romantic hotels. It's on the beach. That's how I learned Kenya has a beach.
How?
I'm deep in catching up on my deficits with knowing about Asia right now. Africa, you're next.
Yeah.
and I mean that. I was like, is it going to be South America? No, it's going to be Africa, I think.
Okay. All right.
Anyway. So they went to, like, one of the most romantic, is gorgeous, like, 180 degree ocean view resort in Kenya, and they had the absolute temerity to say nothing romantic. Just friends.
Sure, Bryce and Jasmine.
A really interesting fan theory emerged here, though, which is that Angelina Jolie makes all of her men wear Kangol hats. There's a photo with her of Billy Bob, Brad, and her brother.
Oh, the brother stuff is so gross.
Why would they do that? That's so mean. They put her brother in here with two romantic partners.
Because she made out with her brother on the red carpet that time.
I know.
These are all men she's tongued.
It was really gross, wasn't
it? It was a full French kiss.
I forget.
That would be inappropriate if that was your husband.
Yeah,
but that was your brother.
That was her brother, wasn't it? I had forgotten that she at this time is 29 years old.
Girl, she fit a lot.
And he was
into her first 30.
41.
Gross.
Yeah. And again, it's like, actually, I could see a world where I know people who meet at 29 and 41 and it's like, whatever. But something about that.
Well, it just feels, because how old was Jen?
Jen was like 38, something like that.
Okay, so he left her for...
36. She was 36.
A quite a bit younger woman, 7 years younger than her.
Yes. So they're like, just Jen's reaction. And they basically like hit the same note as she's just spending all her time at Courtney Cox and David Arquette's Malibu home. They also have this inset photo, Aniston with Ruffalo ate a Zone Perfect bar on set April 22nd. You want to know how I'm doing, bitch? Not well.
She was kind of like the face of Zone Perfect, if I recall correctly.
In
the way that Gwyneth was the macrobiotic diva.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that is right. Who wore it best? I'm skipping the red carpet this week because it's just like...
Sometimes it's not worth it.
It's really not. Okay, so us asked 100 people
in Times Square's
Rockefeller Center.
Oh.
Who wore it better? So we do have Courtney Cox and Brittany Murphy in the same top.
I'm going to go with Brittany, right?
So did 62% of people.
Okay.
Cameron Cutie Diaz girl. And Rachel Weisz, they both look beautiful.
Don't ask me to choose between those queens.
Cameron's coat really does seal it up more, though. So
yeah.
I would vote Cameron. And then Helena Christensen versus Paris Hilton. I think it's Paris's tan that's kind of like taking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taking it there.
Yeah, it looks like Helena's wearing maybe a fur coat or something on top of hers. Who knows? Anyways.
Loose talk.
Okay.
Guess who's jealous of Britney Spears?
Beyonce!
Okay. The problem was nobody in that effing place booed the dumb joke. On Oscar host Chris Rock's diss on Jude Law, whom Rock suggested wasn't a good actor, Sean Penn.
Oh, please.
Diagram this real quick. So Sean Penn was mad that Chris Rock made a joke about Jude Law not being a good actor, and his peers in the space didn't boo. Like
so
animals.
Sean Penn's got beef with the peers, and I guess also secondarily with Chris Rock for making the joke.
Sean Penn wakes up every day just mad as hell. Like, he's just a, like... He's just a, like, I
he's
think
a tightly wound string.
Actually one of the worst people alive.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
Everything he does
pisses me off.
Even when he chooses a cause that is, like, not something that I would necessarily argue with. Let's take, like, Ukraine's self-defense, for example.
Right.
He will be so odious.
Yeah.
That it is counter-effective.
Yeah. He's, like, too, sorry, shrill. He's too shrill about everything and self-righteous. Because the thing is, and again, I hate to bring it up because the last time we talked about Sean Penn, mm-hmm. I'm sure I said it, and I'm going to say it every time his name comes up. That man beat the shit out of Madonna.
Yeah.
He should not be a public individual.
No.
At all. And
he's
then
so
he married
gross.
Robin Wright. Like,
I know.
What did she experience? No, what did she experience?
No, I mean, what did she do to him that he had to marry her?
Oh, God.
You know what
I'm truly,
saying?
Yeah.
Like, what
yeah.
karmic...
Why, yeah, what was she having to work out? Her sentence.
Truly. It sort of makes me not want to do this anymore when I hear shit like that. On being up for a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actor, Ashton Kutcher.
Then maybe don't.
It's always a risk that you're going to get a Razzie. You have to take it in stride.
Also, Ashton, did you think you were a good actor, baby?
Wasn't it like for Butterfly Effect?
Oh, probably. I bet he thought he really ate.
He's not. Well, he's not
a
much
good
of an
actor.
Actor.
No.
When's the last time you saw him in anything?
Nothing.
He's not acting.
Oh, that's a lie. He was in that weird movie, and actually, I hate to give him credit. He was actually good in it. The one that BJ Novak made about that. It was like this guy investigating a murder in Texas or a death or something.
Oh, right.
It was like a straight to VOD movie.
Yeah, it was like a COVID movie.
Yeah, but Ashton Kutcher did, unfortunately, play kind of a cool, druggy cowboy guy.
Okay.
And he kind of ate, but...
So I feel like when I see him and stuff, I'm like, oh, there's Ashton Kutcher, not like, let me get lost in this character.
No, he's not. He's not one of our best, I'll say that.
Every time I walked away from seeing her, I just had a huge smile on my face. It's obvious she makes people feel comfortable. On meeting girlfriend Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi...
Oh, is this just starting up here?
Mm-hmm.
They've been together 20 years now, huh?
Yep.
Woo!
And then finally, she really had, like, every single person's number in the entire, like, northern continent of the United States and America.
Paris?
Oh, sorry. America was just completely devastated by her. I had to get rid of my number that I was somehow able to keep for 6 years on being in Paris Hilton's hacked sidekick, Cameron D.
Damn, that sucks.
She's like, let me castigate her about this.
That was very foolish, Paris.
Jess and Nick and the flag troops, dude.
was this written by Ingela?
Maybe. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Nick and Jess's Patriot Acts.
Girl.
Isn't that bleak?
Girl.
he did special F-16 training.
Mm-hmm.
On April 22nd, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey gave a concert to U.S. troops at Germany's Ramstein Air Force Base, taped for ABC's May 23rd special, Nick and Jessica's Tour of Duty. They came out singing R.O.C.K. in the USA as a duet, exec producer Bob Bain tells us. It was electric! And it didn't stop there. They did a meet and greet, including one to a 100-bed facility for injured soldiers. They sang Amazing Grace to patients. Jessica teared up several times.
She talked about this a lot in her book, didn't she? Wasn't there like a whole chapter about visiting the troops?
Yes, I do think it affected her quite a bit.
And I can imagine that if you actually do get to go visit wounded soldiers, that would really quite affect you. But you sent me something earlier where it was like some TikTok and it was like a nostalgia account with like pictures of 2005 and 6 or whatever. And these kids were like, a summer like this. And one of the comments was like, yeah, before fascism started taking hold. And you were like,
these kids. Which is like, I don't have time to tell you all the million ways that like the worst time in America that you'll ever experience is not like
right.
on the level that you were thinking.
Right.
Like we live in the best time you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Like the more you read history, it's like,
oh,
unbelievable.
I know.
I'm a princess.
Right.
But also like, yeah, it's like, you don't know anything.
Like y'all weren't here for the Bush years. It was crazy.
The
jingoism was off the charts.
The way that people would like full-throated shout you down if you said anything resembling a critique of the war.
Yeah.
It was like, well, I guess you don't support the soldiers, huh?
Like, oh my God.
That, you remember that?
Yes.
Wasn't it Bill O'Reilly who like screamed at that guy whose dad died in the towers because he was like, my dad would not have supported us invading Iraq. Why would he be into that?
Oh my God. Ugh, yuck.
So anyway, y'all are young and you're so stupid and I need you to read a book.
Like, read a book.
It's because you're on that iPad and you need to get off it.
This is the second week in a row we've been like, read a book.
No, but for real, anytime someone's like, it's so dark here, I'm like, not really. Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro, here they are at a fundraiser for MS.
Oh my God, he's shirtless. Why? Is he wearing a kilt?
He's shirtless and wearing a red kilt.
Oh my God.
And she's wearing a little like mini skirt and a bralette.
You know, I haven't heard from either of those individuals in a really long time. And I think that's really for good. But
are they still together?
No.
There's no way, right?
Mm-mm. But you know, honestly, I was like, they were made for each other.
No, for sure.
They broke up in 2007.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Bun in the Oven. This was Heath Ledger and Michelle Williams.
Oh, Matilda.
Here's a Stars Just Like Us where they did so much dirt to Carney Wilson here, checking a label in the grocery store.
They check the label.
Like, girl, she's pregnant.
Carney Wilson was, it is so unfortunate that her name is Carney because she was truly America's sideshow for so long. Like, magazines would not let that woman live. Her body was open for comment constantly. And she did, you know, she talked about it a lot. She was very open.
She live streamed her bariatric surgery.
Yes, but I kind of feel like
it's like she became the joke.
I think she didn't really like, you know, she didn't have like a thriving music career at that time.
No.
That was like her way of staying relevant. And she was like, people are curious.
I wonder how much of her parents' wealth she, or how much of it there was even.
I was going to say her dad, one
that
of our
family,
one of our craziest, I fear.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always forget that she's Brian Wilson's.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Brian Wilson. I'm thinking
no,
of the
she's
Phillips.
Not.
John Phillips
John
is
Phillips.
Who I'm thinking of. No, her dad is Brian Wilson.
Is he?
Yeah, no, he's cool. And I don't mean to have smoke for you. It was John Phillips that I'm like,
And you're thinking of Mackenzie Phillips.
Well, yes, but
in
also
China.
Her, Carney Wilson's, Wilson Phillips.
Yes, China Phillips.
Is it China?
Yeah, the one with that little bowl cut. That's China. Chynna.
Is she the one that's married to a Baldwin? To Billy Baldwin?
I think so. And she, as far as I know, is like one of the few people to publicly, vocally support Mackenzie Phillips after she came out with the
incest
allegations.
But like, even without the incest, John Phillips was like, just a rotten...
Hard to overstate how dark LA in the 60s was.
So dark.
It's actually like I kind of have to keep that closet in my brain a little bit shut.
Okay, yeah. I am curious now that I remember that Carney Wilson is Brian Wilson's daughter, which, by the way, her birthday was last week. Happy birthday, Carney.
Happy birthday, Carney.
Because Brian Wilson's probably loaded, right?
I would assume.
So I would hope she's probably comfortable. Maybe she just genuinely was like, I want to share this information with everybody.
Maybe. I mean, if money is not a problem, something else is going to become your currency. And then that might be like attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Hollywood Book Club in Faces and Places. We have some celebrities here attending the debut novel of Ron Howard's wife.
Oh, wow.
She wrote a novel called In the Face of Jinn, J-I-N-N, an adventure set in South Asia.
Oh, like a genie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's her name?
Cheryl Howard Crew.
Excuse me, Crew?
Cheryl Howard Crew. Howard Crew.
Why would it not be Cheryl Crew Howard?
Well, I don't know, girl.
Interesting.
Hard to say. We have Lara Flynn Boyle here. This is when she started doing the pre-modern Kris Jenner hair. Portia and Ellen, you know. Chris Kattan was there, so I'm sure that was fun.
Allergies got me too, girl.
Girl, be professional.
Stop sneezing, girl.
Girl, this is a job. Hollywood's new hot bag is this, like, fugly.
Oh, it's kind of like...
It's like a tote.
It's kind of really bad Birkin knockoff.
Yeah, yeah. I have to tell you, too, this couldn't have been, like, a feature, and I wasn't going to do, like, an ad read, but this was kind of a slow news week, and every other page, and I kid you not, like, there's probably five or six full page ads for razors.
Damn.
They said
summer's coming, girl.
It's May and I don't want to see it. Shape up, girls.
This is what I mean. Also, because I'm like, a young Gen Z girl can choose to be hair, like, have hairy legs if she wants to.
Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of fashion websites will sort of insist on showing you that.
Yes. Bush is back. You know, the girls are talking about
letting
it grow fecund or whatever. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you all. It was not an option.
You were on thin ice even having that equipment. And you had to keep it sparkling. You were at once desired and hated.
Reviled.
Very interesting place to be as a teen girl. Something everyone is prepared for. I'll never forgive it.
I think that is the only book that she's written, by the way. Cheryl Howard Crew.
I think it was.
In the Face of Jinn.
Anyway, Love Lives. I mean it when I say I'm going to get a tattoo of those doves. I really do. Pink is still going strong with Carrie's heart. He has yet to cheat on her. And then she... Mm-hmm. Didn't she have like a...
She had a retaliatory cheating era, I believe.
I think she did.
I think she said this marriage is open on one side.
She said a cuckold I'll make of thee.
And like the fact that like people... I feel like the tone in magazines was like, ugh, feminist win. Like, he cheated on her.
That is so dark.
I'm like, if we're going to work it out after you've betrayed me,
I'm taking
this so seriously.
Yeah. It's not like, I will betray you tenfold.
I'll take you back, but I get to hurt you the way you hurt me. It's like,
that's a crazy way to love somebody.
It's not mature.
Anyway.
Beth Moore Hart. You
hate her.
I really hate her so much.
You hate that girl. This is, like, it's not much of a story, really. You know, it's like Christina Applegate's on Broadway, and she's pregnant. Maybe. Is she pregnant?
Christina Applegate?
Anyway, it's just about her being on Broadway. But here's something that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that she is or was married to Jimmy from That Thing.
I did know that.
You knew that?
Yes. I remember seeing I think People Magazine covered their wedding, and it was...
Jonathan Shake.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, they had like dark, dark, dark red roses was kind of like the look of their wedding. It was like goth adjacent, but not really. Like, it
That's
was just
not you, Christina.
It was like a little like kind of dark and elegant, but like, it was actually pretty if I recall correctly. Let me find it though.
So there's not much of a story here, but I had to call out that it was like Joel Madden and Hilary Duff shopping at the Grove Mall.
I said
the mall, a likely place for a Madden brother to be, I feel.
I am so sorry. I have never once, at any angle, with, mm-hmm. and no matter what you do to those young men, mm-hmm. you can get them at the peak of their appearance.
Yeah.
It has never once been enough for me to be like, yeah, I get it.
No.
Like, where is the charm?
They're sort of like if Hans Holbein managed a Sam Goody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have very soft, very Flemish painting, painterly features that they have tried to squeeze into a goth container.
Okay, I was wrong. She did not carry red roses, but her bridesmaids wore red.
Okay.
It was a beautiful wedding, honestly.
I'll have to take a look at after this.
Yeah.
Miles to go till sleep.
Yes.
The record. Stalker Channing got a DUI.
I think they've talked about this happening a couple of times, maybe.
It's worth remembering.
Yeah.
Just occasionally, I think it's time to affirm.
Stalker Channing got a DUI.
Do DUIs seem as dark to you as an adult as they felt as a kid? When I was a kid, I was like, you've reached rock bottom. And now I'm like, I think if I were 10% less conscientious in my 20s, I could have been a DUI.
I feel it's pretty dark. I think it's still pretty.
It usually pretends something. To blow. Yeah. 0.08 actually is something.
Yeah.
Because I was a stickler about it. But then, you know.
I think part of it, right. Obviously, you would have been. But you're like, you know, what if, you know, but mm-hmm. for me, I think I was teaching when I was in my 20s and I was like, if I ever had a DUI, like they told us like in our training, mm-hmm. if you ever get a DUI, you have to call the district like the next morning and inform them. And then they'll discuss disciplinary action. It's like so serious. So
no, I mean, listen, they should be taken seriously.
Yeah.
I'll add that I've worked in tech my entire life where but it was I think of them as like, ew.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like you've known people that have had them.
Yeah. And yeah. I've definitely known of. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not people that you're like close with, mm-hmm. but you're like, I've worked with a colleague of
the
mine.
The annoying
has had
thing
it.
Is it does seem to correlate with like money, like having a lot, because I guess you sort of take for granted that you can buy your way out of the situation, but it's also like you could just as easily buy an Uber.
Right. Like, well, and also, I get what you mean in terms of like, we heard about them all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like you get desensitized.
It was like
it.
The big bad.
But then if you think about it, like, it's like, whew, it's so dark. Also, Parker knew a girl in college, like, didn't know her well, but like knew of her. And she had a hit and run.
Oh, she was like an infamous hit and run.
Yeah, where she killed someone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I looked her up on the internet not long ago, and it's like, obviously she ditched her maiden name swiftly, mm-hmm. but it wasn't hard for me to find that she married her boyfriend at the time who had to testify against her in the trial, and they live in Leander. I thought she would have surely moved back to California where she's from, but
yeah, I would get out of here.
You don't need to be in the same metro as mm-hmm. where that occurred.
I would get out of here. Mm-hmm. MasterCard has unveiled a new prepaid debit card, My Plash.
My Plash? P-L-A-S-H?
Plash.
What?
Featuring Clay Aiken.
What does Plash mean?
and then it's...
What does this mean?
Settle down. This is the Clay Aiken signature MasterCard from MyPlash.com. We all know this.
What?
Speaking of dark things that some of our famous faves have done, I had fully forgotten this. Natasha Lyonne, 26, is a wanted woman and not in a good way. Uh-huh. A warrant was issued for her arrest after she ditched an April 18th court hearing over charges that she burst into her New York City neighbor's pad last December, threatening to molest the neighbor's dog. Nowadays, says the New York Post, no one but her manager knows where the actress is. She's missing. Meanwhile, her father, ex-boxing promoter Aaron Bronstein, has challenged actor Michael Rapaport, who rented Lyonne her digs, to a charity boxing match for telling Jane that she trashed the apartment and needs help.
What?
Lyonne's rep would not comment. Her manager didn't return calls.
That was a lot of tacky shit in one.
It's a lot at once, isn't it?
So she is such an interesting character because...
She's sober now, right?
I hope and believe so.
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing... The only things I ever heard about her at the time were that girl's trouble.
And now it's like, that's my homegirl, actually. Yeah. You guys Not too much on her.
Everybody be cool.
No, I love her.
I do too.
Okay, so yeah, there's just, you know, Ben Affleck did get Jen Garner a $500,000 diamond ring. They still have not addressed their engagement.
How much was his ring for J-Lo? Wasn't it like over a million?
Glad you asked. It was $2.5 million.
So he spent one-fifth the amount. But you know, the thing is, it's like, I bet even Jennifer Garner would be like, yeah, I'm not glitzy like that. You know, I just, I'm a down-home girl. Just a simple 3 carats will do for me.
Half a million.
That's adequate.
That's all I need. Kim Cattrall and David Schwimmer were casually dating at this time.
Gross. Kim.
If I have to know it, so do you. They've been photographed like 5 or 6 times together in London.
Kim, why?
I know.
Kimberly.
Very, very bizarre. Jessica has Jackass pals. Boy, does she.
Oh, I know. That's right.
She ain't a naive newlywed anymore. Suddenly, Jessica Simpson, 24, is a rock and roll party animal hitting Los Angeles nightclubs. Not with hubby Nick Lachey, 31. But with Jackass stars Johnny Knoxville, 34, Bam Margera, 25, and Ryan Dunn, 27, may he rest. But don't worry about those Knoxville romance rumors. A rep for Las Vegas Palms Resort, it will adjoin the Palms Hotel and Casino.
Adjoin.
Confirms that Simpson and Lachey have purchased a second home, a $1.25 million, 1,200 square foot, one bedroom pad with views of the strip. Sorry, why would you do that?
That seems like a very poor investment. Of the Las Vegas Strip?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
People love it there.
I don't know what
to tell you. I had it, you know, it's a good for a taste.
Yeah. What was I going to say about that? I can't remember. There was something about what you just read, but it's gone now.
It'll come back to you if it's going to. Kevin and Brittany's 1 year anniversary.
They said we'd never make it.
She's obviously pregnant. So she's like, what did they say she was doing? She got a motherhood massage. She's like stretching and going to the gym and occasionally having Cheetos. Kevin, meanwhile, smoking, drinking, scratching his ass.
Oh, God, he's so disgusting.
And they have a bump alert for him.
Yuck.
This cracked me up. Kevin got a Build-A-Bear workshop teddy with his own belch sound and beer belly.
What?
Yeah. He got her a Build-A-Bear with his burp.
What a disgusting creep.
Like an irredeemable sinner.
Like, you're evicted. Get out of my house.
I actually don't know what I could do for him at this point. this is
one... Oh, that's so insulting. What a piece of shit.
I know.
God, I hate him.
Let me really parch my voice box. Because I have a lot to say here.
Okay.
This is my favorite, semi-regular feature that Us Weekly does, which is celebrity feuds where Hulk Hogan weighs in. He's a fascinating character to me.
Yeah, Hollywood Hogan.
Hulk Hollywood Hogan. I think there's something he says in here that I'm like... Before he is anything, he is a celebrity of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
That, I would say, is his single most defining feature.
Definitely.
I mean, it's obviously what we would all know him for, but I think, actually, his mission coming to this earth was to be a celebrity in the 80s.
Yeah. He, do you know his Brooke Hogan is no longer speaking with her parents?
Shock.
Either of them. But... We were talking about him when I was in Houston and, like, how he's, like, very big Trump guy. And I'm like, yeah, because Trump is 80s.
Well, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like, Hulk Hogan, they probably go back forever.
I was going to say, they're probably literally on WrestleMania together. Yeah. Like, also, Hulk Hogan's been a Republican forever.
So yeah, but he's like, hell yeah, this guy.
Of course.
You know?
They're the same kind of camp.
Yeah.
Gina Lynn versus Cameron Diaz. Porn star Lynn charged in Steppin' Out magazine that Diaz, 32, saw her with beau Justin Timberlake, 24, at a recent Saturday Night Live bash and yelled, bye-bye, get the F away from him.
Steppin' Out magazine.
Mm-hmm. Adding, Diaz is an insecure bitch. Says the actress's rep, this is not worth commenting on.
Ew.
Winner is, Cam was right to protect her turf, says Hulk.
Her turf. Her this turf. Disgusting 22-year-old.
I know.
Dirtbag.
Ashton Kutcher versus Keanu Reeves. You know what, though? I think there's only so much unlearning I can do. I think if I were drunk and, like, a a literal, like, walking bimbo meme came near me, I would say get away from my hand on a dark night.
Yeah, for sure.
In my 20s, but she is in her 30s here.
And also, it's Justin Timberlake.
There's actually, like, so many things that would never happen in my life have to happen for me to be like, I get her.
Yeah. No, it's also, like, Cameron Diaz. I'm obviously going to take her side. She's right. Our homegirl.
Right. So, you know what? At the end of the day, it's like, I don't need to write a treatise on what I would do if I had her exact circumstances. I'm just on
her
side.
Trust her. Exactly.
Yeah, you get it. Ashton Kutcher versus Keanu Reeves. Smack. Kutcher and fellow thespian Reeves paid fellow thespian Reeves 40 a backhanded compliment in W Magazine. I'll watch a Keanu Reeves movie and I'll go, wow, he's really not a great actor. Said the A Lot Like Love star, 27, who last year received a Golden Raspberry Award nomination for Worst Actor. But the guy works really hard and keeps doing hit movies. Burn.
That's so rich. We just spent a not insignificant amount of time being like, Ashton Kutcher, is he a good actor? Probably
and
not.
Like, Keanu Reeves is a good actor.
We love him.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Winner is, this one's a tough one, says Hulk. I think Kutcher's a better actor, but he'd better be careful or he might end up getting punked by Reeves.
You think Ashton Kutcher is a better actor than Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, but this is Hulk. You just have to...
Wow.
You cannot argue with the Hulkster, dude. These, like, are just his opinions.
We were 2 to 3 Matrix movies in at this point.
I know.
Incredible.
Mark Wahlberg versus Matt Damon and Eminem. Bad Boy Wahlberg, 33, younger than me.
Wow.
Came out swinging at rapper Eminem, 32, and Bostonian Damon, 34. That feels right.
Mm-hmm.
In details, saying his rough childhood was not some 8 Mile bullshit where you go and have a rap off, and that, unlike the Good Will Hunting screenwriter, he would make a Beantown film that was about more than an effing kid doing math. No, that's funny, though. That's, like, all, like,
that's
tip,
so...
tip to toe, notes to snap.
That's exactly what Mark Wahlberg said. Yep.
That's all good. Winners.
You could tell me that was fan fiction, and I'd be like, very good job.
Very good. Eminem over Mark, says Hulk. M would beat him like he owns him if he took him on, but if Wahlberg went one-to-one with Damon, he'd have a good chance of him having his hand raised in victory.
This is about who would win in a fight?
So up to this point,
so Hulk was like
been...
weighing in on the sort of merits of the argument, and then at this point he goes, but who would win in a fight?
Yeah, he's like, big boy, bigger.
Stupid.
Pamela Anderson versus Jennifer Lopez. Things got pretty hairy when animal lover Anderson, 37, growled at fur aficionado Lopez, 35, in the latest issue of Jane. Every season, the furriers put propaganda everywhere that fur is taking off again, and they give free coats to idiots like Jennifer Lopez, said Anderson, who added, people who wear fur smell like a wet dog, and they look fat and gross.
Oh, my God. I'm taking Pam's side, though.
You know, winner, Pamela. Shoot the hunter, not the deer. And speaking of deer, Pamela definitely has the best rack.
Of course he had to go ahead and let us know about
but
that.
But I'm also like, wait.
But who has the better ass?
Shoot the hunter, not the deer. Is the Hulkster a vegetarian?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
Probably
and I think
not.
Shoot the hunter, not the deer would probably be, she should take aim at the fur industry and not J-Lo.
Oh.
He's misusing all kinds of things.
Well,
whatever.
You can only do so much. Rosie O'Donnell versus David Letterman and Donald Trump. On her blog, O'Donnell recently described Trump's do as growing only upside down and refused to appear on The Late Show because of a 5-year grudge. Trump tells us, Rosie's a proven loser. Nobody respects her. Winner is Donald and Dave. I'd take hair trouble over total body problems. And Letterman's show is still on the air. Wow, he hit her 3 times before she'd get like stop. She's already on the floor.
Kojo. There is no low too low for him.
No. Kojo versus Today Show.
Who is Kojo?
You'll recognize him. On the April 21st Oprah, Stephen Kojikaru bashed Today for firing him just weeks after his January kidney transplant.
Oh my
I wasn't
God.
Just fired, he said. I was left in the gutter to bleed. A Today rep tells us, we were surprised that Oprah presented such a one-sided version of his story and without even bothering to hear the facts from the Today Show. That said, all of us at Today wish him the best in his recovery.
Now, he was an early individual who took it way too far with plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He actually
looking.
Presaged so much of what we're currently experiencing
yeah.
now.
He'd do fine now, but at the time we were like,
Well, he's taken it further. If you can, like, he's currently rocking with some weird cheek filler.
I'm going to have to look at this in a second. Remind me. Don't remember, remember. Oh, please remember. Oh,
please remember.
Winner is today. Oprah's in the middle, so move on, Kojo. Okay, and the final feud. This one. This is what we've been waiting for. Boy George versus Gavin Rossdale.
Oh, boy.
Big mouth former pop star Boy George, 43, won't let go of his claim that Bush singer Gavin Rossdale, 37, is still hiding in 80s fling with drag queen Marilyn. When I was writing my memoir, Take It Like a Man, Bush were well on their way to rock stardom, and he appeared at my house to persuade me not to include him in Marilyn, Rossdale wrote in his new book, Straight. I don't think Marilyn has ever really gotten over Gavin. They wrote this wrong. Rossdale didn't write that.
What?
That was Boy George.
Okay. They're...
They did that wrong.
They edited incorrectly. So not Boy me. George wrote in his book.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it'd be weird that George, that Gavin Rossdale wrote a book called Straight. It's like, yeah, I bet. That's very much what a straight man would say.
Yeah, no, this is so weird. Why would they do that?
He didn't write a book, right? No.
No, I don't think so. Rossdale reportedly said after the first book, George thinks everyone is gay, but what's his take on the rumor's return? It's old news, his rep tells us. Winner is, I'll have to say George. He's my man, as weird as it sounds. This is what I'm saying. I think his... When Hulk tells me he's friends with Boy George, I believe it.
Boy George has written 4 books.
Yeah, he has. And he'll keep going. They asked 100 women to stack rank these butts.
Wow, and okay, let me see.
6 people, so it's pretty well spread again. This okay. is not a good way to get information.
The 6 are Halle Berry, Eva Longoria, Cameron Diaz, Beyonce, and J-Lo. Did Beyonce get second to last? That cannot be so. Cameron Diaz.
I know. It's a really, it's a baffling pictorial.
This is baffling. And also, they didn't even arrange them in any kind of order, like from, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, they ship it. I don't care.
The winner was Halle Berry. God, one of our most beautiful.
So pretty. You know what I didn't tell you at the beginning?
What?
The movie and the song.
Oh.
Because it's Holla Back Girl. It's the number one song. And it's going to stay there for Fun. A while.
It was a good song.
Number one movie, Kingdom of Heaven, Orlando Bloom.
Bummer.
I know.
I don't think that couldn't have stayed there long.
DVD.
You did?
Couldn't tell you why.
I think I've seen it once, yeah, and it was bad.
Maybe same. I think it's Ridley Scott, so you know I got that dog in
me. I know you do.
Inside American Idol's dressing rooms.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, I know. I was like, hell, yeah.
So let me add it.
We got Simon Cowell's is just very beige and brown and whatever.
Come on, flat top.
Randy Jackson, his is like orange with like wood accents and like a bamboo tree. It's giving very 70s. And then this is sick. He's got a plaque on his door that says Dog Pound, DAWG.
America's sweetheart, Randy Jackson. Uh-huh.
And a candy dispenser for M&Ms. They'd appear to all be red and yellow.
Wow.
Or maybe they're Skittles. Whereas Paula Abdul has pink and purple M&Ms in her like diva palace over here. You know, she's got the like large
photographed here at Z clock. Gallery.
Yeah. It's giving too much.
It is so much.
Lindsay Lohan got filler. And didn't super know what that was at the time. So we're like, something's different. What did she do?
An early adopter.
Yeah, she had Restylane. And she told people, I just use lip venom. It's the best.
Have you ever used that stuff?
Lying. Yeah, before I got filler. It was a gateway to filler.
Yeah, filler was painful. I'm never doing that again.
No, I'm not doing it again.
When people talk about getting it in like places other than their lips, I'm like, that has to hurt so bad.
I'm sure it probably couldn't have migrated far. Won't get far without legs, you know?
Well, it just dissolves at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think seeing all these, like, the reaction to filler.
Oh, now
is, like, it migrates. It'll make you look jowly, mm-hmm. whatever, all mm-hmm. that stuff. I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm going to let it cook a little longer before I try that again.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria, you are going to rot in hell for this one, baby. This was a feature on crushing on Brad and Jen and, like, which celebrities are Team Brad, which ones are Team Jen. The main thing here is that Eva Longoria was stepping out of the L.A. boutique Kitson on April 19th wearing a new T-shirt proclaiming, I'll have your baby, Brad.
That is not girl's girl behavior, Eva. This is not...
Rotten girl. Fashion police. They're wrong on at least two of these, which is Gwen Stefani.
That's so mean. I'm so mad.
I know. Ugh. Gwen Stefani featured here wearing an outfit I would wear now. I'm kind of wearing a...
You're wearing the summer version of this. Yeah, actually. Whoa, deadass. Is that a green sweater on her, too?
It's blue.
Okay.
But I would wear that sweater. It says the shit is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Of course.
It's my girl. So leave her out of this. Zooey Deschanel, the color does wash her out.
It's like butter yellow.
It's a butter yellow.
This is early modern Zooey Deschanel.
It is.
Wow.
And I actually think the dress is pretty cute.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
She's barefoot. Maybe that's the problem.
The best kind of girl
is a quirky girl. Trisha Yearwood, she does look like a novitiate nun.
She does. But you know what? That was a valid type of Republican woman garb.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I mean?
They walked the walk on the modesty
They were like,
thing.
I'm going to wear a long, long black garment that just shows my décolletage.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a sexy move.
I think it is, too. It's very, like, you know,
it's like,
demure.
I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a woman.
I'm womanly.
Bobby Trendy, what did y'all want him to wear? What did you want him to wear? Jeans and a going out top. Jeez.
Oh, man, you don't get characters like that anymore.
No. No one in our generation has the courage to be a Stephen Kojikaru except
or a Bobby Trendy.
For James Charles. What do we do every day we wake up and beat up on him? I can't do it with my voice like this.
It really does. It takes a certain level. I don't. Maybe they're more evolved than us. Like they're
I
like.
Think so.
I'm going to. I've climbed Cringe Mountain and I'm going to camp at the top.
Yeah.
I'm not coming down the other side.
I think so.
We're not leaving.
I think James Charles is happy.
Oh wow.
Pamela Anderson wearing this gold lame number with them titties just sitting. I think she looks cool. I think I'm 5 for 5. I disagree with every single fashion police.
Yeah, I'm like, these people actually are all.
But like, it's a conservative, otherwise fit of a dress. So it's just like the queen of England if she slayed.
And then also, it's like, what do you want her to do with those knockers? Hide them under a bushel?
No.
She bought those so that she could show them off.
she spent a lot of money on those.
Why save the good china
right.
for Christmas?
Oh, and now I bet you she'll never show them to you again because of the way y'all acted.
Exactly. You don't know what you got.
Actually, I'm not even putting on a lash anymore for you girls. I gave my all and you didn't care.
How do you like that?
She looks so good.
I love her.
She looks so good. Alphine, I just want to say happy birthday, Lance Bass.
Oh, happy birthday. Bye.